driving boys to get on board. We gon' ride till the head no march. You go taking it slow. Lord, don't you know?
So you're saying that this person doesn't, not they just don't watch Breaking Bad. They actively don't like Breaking Bad. What was the reason?
There was just no reason. It was just like not as interested in there. It's like, oh, that's just not my kind of thing. And then the show he like said that he liked was 24. Like that was his favorite show. Oh boy. And I was like, oh, okay. Like we'll see about that one.
Dear God. And with that, we are going to be starting our Wednesday edition of the Holy Commutes podcast. Honestly, that was a bit of an overreaction for me. I don't have a huge opinion of the show 24. I've seen an episode or two. I'm aware of Jack Bauer, Kiefer Sutherland, and the whole bit. So, you know, not really going against it, just not for it. But I'm definitely for Breaking Bad. And my name is Trent. I'm one of the co-hosts here on the Wednesday edition of the Holy Commutes podcast. And the other co-host is my brother, Austin.
Howdy.
Welcome.
Welcome. Well.
Well, here's the thing. When we recorded our episode, and we didn't go back to change it, and we referenced the date because I thought we were starting that week because it was the first full week of January, but I forgot that we do some months that aren't full months. Mm-hmm. And so we had it all in the can. That's a big radio term for you, big insider radio term. We had it in the can, ready to go on that Tuesday night, and lo and behold, Sam Skibby was also uploading a podcast and said, why do you have a Holy Commutes posted? Because we are starting next week. And so we had it just go out that week. And in the episode, I promised that we would do the UWIF uniform rankings. It's a big project. I've been putting it off and putting it off. And then my procrastination ended up biting me in the butt in the form of me getting a new job and just since that podcast, basically not having any free time to devote to putting together such a project in the way we want to do it. And so the Super Show extravaganza that I promised you is going to be, it's a good alternative, I think. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Someone say. I'm sorry for that, by the way. I keep putting it off and teasing it. I think we're going to finally pay off the tease next week. But you know what? Promise me no promises. That's all I have to say. So instead of that, we're going to be counter-ranking jerseys. So we're keeping that, but we are going to be doing it of the very, very famous and interesting MLW, of course. Because on this Wednesday edition of Holy Commutes, you either get Minnesota or you get MLW, and you get what you get and you don't have a fit, okay? So stop having a fit.
No fits.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if you know this, but MLW is actually in the huge news lately. They're involved in a legal battle. Did you know that?
With what?
With WWE.
For what? MLW?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. I'm not on social media a lot anymore. Wait, what?
MLW is suing WWE.
Wait, you're joking.
I'm not joking, but it's misdirection because I'm speaking of Major League Wrestling.
Oh,
but it's a large... I keep an ear in the pro wrestling realm, and there's a company that is suing WWE for violating antitrust suits and like claiming that they're keeping them from doing business, and they're called MLW. So, like the past week, I listened to a wrestling podcast, and they speak about MLW constantly. And the great part is, the guy that hosts the podcast hates the company MLW, so he's saying like, F you MLW, you suck, and so I'm just losing it, and so I think that's why I decided to kick back to MLW for the topic this week, is because it was on the brain. So we're going to be doing the jersey counter rankings. We have 11 jerseys to rank because there were three teams that broke out alternates this year. We'll go through them as we get them. We're going to go back and forth, go 11 to 1. And the way this works is I'm going to take number 11. So I'm gonna take the heat and give the worst. And you're going to choose the champ. Because you're going to have the second to last. Because you're going to have the last pick.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So, but we do have to name a number 11. That's just the nature of the counter rankings. And so this might break some hearts. I don't know how you're going to feel about it. But number 11 is the Pacific Predators Gold Alternates.
Oh.
They broke them out this year, and we're going to be getting these pictures out onto Twitter just so people can quick reference this and not have to dig for it in case you don't know. These jerseys were brought out this year. They say Pacific Predators very high on the chest across. Then they have the familiar line pattern that they have in their other jersey, which we'll probably talk about. And then they have a panther or a predator, I have no idea what it is, and then the number. And so for me, it's literally above, it's like from the sternum down to the belly button of graphic text. And it's just so much for me. And it's light gray on yellow, which is just a really tough look. So the detail of the predator, which is probably the coolest bit of it, gets a little bit lost in it. I do like the fact that they kept the same theme with the lines between the jerseys, so it's kind of like this franchise thing. Mm-hmm. But
too many lines.
Yeah, too many lines.
Too many lines, in my opinion.
Yeah?
I agree. I agree with your ranking. Just sorry to interrupt. I do agree with your ranking. Although I do love gold jerseys or yellow jerseys.
Of course.
Thought I would like those jerseys a lot more.
I did too.
Or like remember watching it, and I was like, yeah, those are okay. But like looking at it, I was like, nah, I don't like those.
Yeah.
All due respect.
Of course. They're former champs. And I think the thing keeping them from being champs again is probably the jerseys.
Absolutely.
All right. So number 10, what do you got?
This one might be controversial also. And I'm just going to throw it out there. I'm going to put the Purple Magic jerseys.
Wow.
Number 10.
Yikes.
I love the like retro, like, you know, 80s, 90s vibe to it.
Very 90s.
Yeah, I really don't, every time I look at it, I just think of the Orlando Magic. And to me, like, besides like the Diamondbacks, like with the downtown Diamondbacks, like, I just think it's the most like unoriginal logo when you look at all of them. Like, I don't know. It's something to be nitpicky about, but it's like, I think every other jersey is just the logo or just is a little bit more artistic. I don't even know what to say, you know? It's just,
yeah, no, I kind of get what you're saying.
And I don't like the shadow with the stars. It's just too much going on. And I don't like how the numbers on the front side are a different color than the back side.
Yeah.
I wish that would also match.
I honestly agree with you on most of this. You know, I purple is one of my favorite colors, so I love that it's a purple jersey. And I would have definitely had this in my top five, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Definitely probably top three, maybe top two.
Mm-hmm.
I like the jersey. I love the 90s retro cup vibe. That whole pattern really does it for me because I'm a 90s kid. I really liked the logo. Like you said, it's a bit too graphic for me. It's a little too much going on for a jersey, in my opinion, especially this, there's these almost like Northern Lights looking gradient behind the numbers on the front. And that's another thing about MLW numbers or MLW jerseys, just in general, there's a lot of numbers on the front, which I'm not necessarily a fan of. And I think, centered on the front like a basketball jersey, not off to the side like a baseball jersey. Mm-hmm. And again, we're getting nitpicky at 10, so this is going to be a crazy list probably. But
I mean, when there's other jerseys to compare it with and just like generally what like a normal Wiffball jersey does look like. I know there's not like a prototype of what it should, but like just what I'm used to, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I know that's controversial, but I mean, what would this ranking be without some controversy?
I feel ya. Number 9, I'm going to go with another alternate that was debuted this year in the Great Lakes Gators white jersey. So the Gators broke out the white, and I got to say, white is a, this is not a euphemism for any racial undertones. The color white as a garment is very underutilized. And okay, I didn't want to come out and say we need more white in wiffle ball. Okay.
Right.
I didn't want to say that. But having a white jersey is something that is not utilized a lot by a lot of people that I've seen that I think should be, because people are afraid of getting it dirty, as if laundry doesn't exist. You know, and as if your wiffle ball jersey is meant to be clean forever. So I don't know what fantasy world those guys are living in. But these, for me, just don't really do it, because the great color combination of blue and teal is completely lost in there because there's no buffer. And the way to kind of do that is to have almost an invisible outline as a buffer in between the dark blue and the sort of dark teal. You can have the two similar looking colors work, especially on a white background, with that extra outline in between. And I really love the Great Lakes on the front. That's a sick.
I was going to say, this is how I feel for the Magic. I had this kind of high on my list. I did like,
really?
I do like the logo, and like, that's you being more like knowing what jersey like should technically look like.
Not so much. That just my opinion. It's just my
opinion. It's just, and then, you know, for me, I like the look, but hey, I see what you're saying now. I like looked at it more. I was like, yeah, I understand what you were saying. And
I really like it. It's just that Great Lakes on the front is so cool, and that probably deserved a bit more love, but it's just everything else makes it look like a mess, and it's really illegible. And that's two poor things for a wiffle ball jersey. So I'm sorry to do it, because I'm a Great Lakes Gators guy. I love me some Cheatham. But these jerseys just didn't really do it for me. So give me some number eight.
Number eight, I'm going to go with, I believe this is their first jersey, the Downtown Diamondbacks.
It is. The franchise original, Gavin Noreski.
Yes.
The Gavin Noreski Golds.
Yeah.
Is what I call them.
Nope. Everyone does. That's what we all call it. Don't you guys? Yeah. Yeah.
So they're number eight.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
I like what I was talking about with my last ranking with the Magic. I kind of just get that feel just with the Diamondbacks. I just kind of feel like it's just kind of plain. I do like how the wiffle ball's in, like, you know, with the snake and everything. Like,
well, you stole that logo.
Right. I don't really like the color of the jerseys. It just the letters don't pop at all. It's just, I'm now that you said it, it's like I remember not liking these jerseys for like a while. So it's just, to me, it's just hard to rank them higher. And I think their other jerseys a lot better too.
So for me with this jersey, this might be a manufacturing thing, because that snakehead logo is so long and the points of the tongue go really low. And they have an outline around the points of that tongue. And so the actual length of that snake head is so long. And I know, because I did that logo for the D-backs one year.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I know how long it is. And so the way that it's shrunk down is that Diamondbacks is so high up on the chest. It's, you know, just so awkwardly high also, on all of them.
Also, if you really look at it, it's really hard to even tell like what it is. Like if you look at it, it like kind of looks like a warthog or something, like with like the teeth.
With no definition between the teeth and the snake, I definitely.
Or like there's just like no nose, like the nose is weird.
Yeah, there is no nose. You're right. There's no nose. There's no nostrils. I'd never noticed that before. You're totally right.
I just like the more
you're right. That does look a little awkward now.
Because it kind of just looks like it's like wearing like mascara.
It kind of honestly, dude, it looks like a gator.
It does.
It looks like a gator sitting in the water.
Yeah.
I don't mean to rip them. They're the World Series champ. No, Jimmy Norpster, who cares?
It literally just jerseys.
Yeah, exactly. They're just jerseys. And honestly, on the back, I love a white number with, of course, I love white. I love a white number with a dark outline, and that's what they have. Yeah. And I think that's an underutilized and extremely good looking. And I think, honestly, that saves it. I probably would have had this a little bit more middle of the pack, but
yeah.
Yeah, now that we're in the, just the addition of the wiffle ball of the word wiffle ball underneath the Diamondbacks in a rectangle outline around that, again, just a bit too busy for my taste. But again, the guy wearing it's pretty good looking, so doesn't really matter. Okay, Number seven, we are going to go with the Western Wildcats. I love the color scheme. Like I said, purple's one of my favorite colors. And so I think they used to have the purple jerseys back in the day, and I really dug those. These just aren't really that good to me. I think the numbers on the front are just a little bit too small. I think it's a little awkward. I do love the purple with the white outline. I think that pops a lot, but I don't know. For me, it just really sucks. And I know that there's the Magic are in the league, but they had these jerseys before the Magic were even a thing. And so, like, just going, and I know that they had purple before, and so it's not really, like, I kind of came late to the party, so I don't really know. But for me, it's just a shame seeing a purple team in gray. What do you think? Do you like these jerseys?
I honestly don't. I agree with everything you're saying. I wish there was more purple. Like, I don't know. To me, there's just too much gray. I don't like how small the number is and the scratch under it either. And I don't know. There's just not a lot doing it for me for this logo and just the jersey.
They have a cool logo. It would have been cool to kind of see a little bit, almost like a purple Wildcat sort of, a little bit less detailed version of the logo.
Yeah, or like maybe like a big scratch on the chest.
Yeah,
like
definitely.
With claws. Like that, I don't know. Something.
I feel you.
Just a little bit, like, to me, these are just...
And again, this is sort of like a franchise alternate to their first jersey, so it's a little bit of a departure from that.
I'd like to see that, you know, Kyle get them some new jerseys.
Let's go back. Let's go back. The Wildcats, they got my boy. It breaks my heart putting Sailor this low.
Yeah.
But we got to get that boy dressed to the nines, because that's his number.
I'm saying.
Oh my god, dude.
Dude, remember
bars.
Remember what I said earlier? Said he was gonna be him, or I said him or Bonham were gonna be MVP, and Sailor, I mean, Norb won it by a lot, but
yep.
Sailor came on hot, man.
He was up there.
He was a good pick.
Alrighty.
Alright, Trent. With number six, this one could have been lower in my opinion. Now that, you know, like, look at these rankings, you kind of forget about a team and you're like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go with the Cobras.
Okay.
Coastal Cobras. And I mean, if we're just talking about layout on the jersey, I don't like the small logo on the middle. I think that could either be bigger or just like another alternate logo there. And the way like the number and the letters and then the bar under it all kind of look different just kind of off put me too. Like, it doesn't seem like there's any harmony to this jersey.
That's a really good way of putting it. There's really no rhyme or reason to it. I love that logo. It's a really cool logo. I wish it could be bigger on there. The number being above the word on there. I don't know. I've never seen that before.
Yeah.
It's a little weird.
There's a lot of interesting like front number placements. You know, we talked like
the
about
fronts,
it, like,
yeah,
not being normal, but it's,
and like you said, there's no prototype for how a wiffle ball jersey should look.
No,
and this league has a lot of different ways that wiffle ball jerseys look. It's pretty cool, actually.
I agree.
I freaking love this color combination.
I was just about to say, like, I really like the colors. Or like, I feel like they could do something really cool.
Yeah, man, we had this. I had this meets jersey concept of red with this baby blue. Oh, it was great.
Yeah.
It was great. It's an all right jersey.
Yeah.
It's such a good color combo. I wish they could do a bit more.
Agreed. Also, just want to say again, like, all these jerseys are, like, I like all these jerseys. It's just like when we had to, like, rank them, you know?
Yeah. No, I feel you.
It's hard.
It's hard. All right. Well, speaking of hard, let's talk about Chris Cheatham. I'm going to go with the Gators Navy blues, their World Series blues next. Like you said, again, just a little bit of awkward placement with some of the stuff. The logo on the right chest piece, it honestly kind of, it looks all right.
Yeah, I don't,
Hate it. It's just, honestly, this would be in a phenomenal basketball jersey.
For sure.
If you take off that sleeve, this looks like a basketball jersey.
It looks like a good jersey too.
And it looks like a good basketball jersey. You're completely right. I love the colors on it. They really did it well. Again, the white number with that dark outline looks great. The way they kind of did the split colors on the on the text and everything is pretty cool. And that navy blue just does it for me, man. It's a good-looking shirt.
I think they could have been a little bit higher, but I agree with the ranking. Get a little four action in there?
Yeah, a little four action.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what my prom date said.
Oh.
Yeah, I wish.
Number four, Downtown Diamondbacks, the brown jerseys, alternate, right?
Yeah, yeah. They're alternate from this year. Alternate
jerseys from this year. I don't like the idea of brown jerseys, but the more I like look at the color concept, I don't hate it because it kind of reminds me of the Padres.
Yeah, I guess that's probably what they're going with.
Yeah, and I guess
they're going for.
Yeah, and I guess I don't mind that, and I do like the outline of the city.
That's really cool.
At the top.
I wonder what town that is.
Yeah, I'd be interested to know. Maybe.
I mean, it might be Detroit.
It's either Detroit or Arizona.
Arizona. It's probably the outline of Arizona.
Yeah, that's Arizona's outline. The state of Arizona looks like that.
Yeah, when you zoom in, that's what it looks like. Yeah. And
that's why that's my favorite jersey. It's because of the
detail to the graphics of Arizona and the honoring of the Diamondbacks.
Yeah.
Okay, these got a lot higher than I thought they would. These kind of got away from us, I think.
They snuck up there.
they snuck up there. That's what happens in the counter rankings, man. That's what keeps the counter rankings
spicy
and sriracha. Fresh.
Yeah. There's like, I know what I want for my third.
So the part that I cut from this is that I just kind of sat here for a little bit thinking about who to give you for the finals. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you said, I hope you don't take my guy or my team. And so again, that's the beauty of the counter rankings. I think the team that I want to put here is the Midwest Mallards. And the Midwest Mallards are honestly my favorite team in MLW history. I was on the Quack Attack train after that documentary, and I stuck with them. Tommy's an A-plus guy. He had me on the podcast, and so that was pretty great. And I know that when they came out with these jerseys last year, Tommy really made a point to say how much he liked them and how much they meant because he designed them. And I liked that. Because if they mean something to the person who designs them, then they're going to mean something to me because that's a piece of them in there. I love that. It's a nice dark green jersey, which is not something you see in wiffle ball a lot. I love the ducks in the white flying above the word Midwest in the script.
Love it.
In not going with Mallards, but the Midwest. It looks great. Appropriate number placement.
Yep.
It could be a little bit bigger, but it's a great... Again, that's appropriate in my eyes.
Yeah, I was just about to say, like, it's like everything I've been saying about like some of the jerseys, like with the weird placements and everything, like the Mallards jerseys, like, is everything right, and like the numbers, like a good spot for it.
Yeah,
and I love the Mallards flying over it too.
One thing that I didn't really dig is I think on these the name is underneath the number on the back, and I'm not a huge fan of that. Just kind of as we go, and there's more than a few teams in here who do that. And I don't know, I keep seeing it, and I'm just not a fan. And we did it as recently as Moose Soup in 2020. And, just after doing that, I just really dig it. But I loved the actual font of the number two. It looked a lot like the Yankees.
Yeah.
But once again, we just have a case of the guys making the jerseys. And, you know, Caden Irwin, would I rather see the jersey on or off? I don't know. But now we have our final two. And Austin, you are going to give us our number two.
Me giving you the number two and then giving us the number one. So I'm deciding it all. And I'm going to have to go with the Predators at number two.
Okay.
Predators at number two because I really enjoy the color combo. I think the black and yellow and white all really mix well together. I like the font for Preds, and I guess when we're just like comparing logos, I just think the Eagles jersey fits that jersey better. I know we'll get to that.
Yeah, no, let's just talk about it. Yeah, no, we're not fooling anybody. Yeah, we know the finals. Now we know the finals. Preds are number two, and so the Eagles are the jersey champs of the MLW. Yeah. So congrats to the Eagles and the Preds for getting up there for number two. Now yeah, we're just breaking it down.
Yeah, and so, like, as I was breaking it down, like, when I look at it, like, I think the Eagles are just, like, the most complete jersey. Like, it just fits the jersey the best. And I just like how clean it is, and, like, you can just easily tell what it is, and it's just, I like the color combo and everything. Again, like, the Preds is great, and I think it's a lot better than their alternate, but... Again, I guess I just don't really like stripes on a jersey like that. But I guess that's the only thing that could really, like, keep it out in the one for me and what did.
I totally agree with you. I love the color combo of both of these teams. I think black and yellow and golden blue are probably my two favorite color combos in wiffle ball. And us being the Mariners, ours is blue and gold. And so, of course, the Eagles... blue and gold have got to take it.
And the white jersey, too. I love it.
But I definitely would have gone with Preds for number one because I noticed this long before I, you know, even got to know these, just kind of as I was starting to become a fan of them. It's a very consistent jersey in terms of font usage and outline usage because I love the fact that the word Preds has got a gold outline and so no black fill. And you know what? There's a, gosh, one of the new teams in MNWA, Mambas. This is completely subconscious, but our first draft of their jersey looked a lot like that. I love that because they do that on the back with a number. The number on the back has just the outline and no fill, which I love. I think it looks so cool. The Yankees did it last year in HRL. I love to see it. But they used the same font for Wiffle Ball as the name font on the back in white. And, man, I loved these. And I even love the fact that they didn't do the outline of the number on the front because I think it might have looked a little bit too weird or got lost or overlooked if you did just the outline underneath all those other lines and the outline Preds on top. I think, honestly, I love this jersey a lot. It's the one where, like, I got to know Warda at NWLA, and then they won the tournament. So, like, then they won the World Series. And so going on that journey was really fun, and these were the ones they wore. And so, you know, those World Series jerseys are always going to have that cred to them. And you could say the same exact thing for the Eagles, man. These are such MLW classic jerseys. I feel like they've just been day one jerseys.
Yeah, again, sorry to interrupt, but probably another reason in my head why I was like, I wanted these to win, where I was like, I've always liked these jerseys. And
it's such a nice, simple logo, which is very contrasting to some of the logos we talked about, like the Magic. There's no kind of random placement of numbers or other logos. Nice text that's mirroring each other, so it's bridging on the top, abridged on the bottom, and then it's just nice and clean on the back. Like you said, it's very clean because this is a very different jersey than anything else in MLW. Like I said, this is one of the only ones where there's not a ton of random placements that don't make sense. I love them. And so these two, I think, are a very appropriate top two. You could definitely go either.
Yeah.
So well done, Austin.
Well
and
done.
And congrats to the Eagles.
Congrats.
And congrats to all of MLW for looking good, playing good. You can check them out on YouTube, obviously, Insta, whatever. You can check out the rest of this podcast on Twitter, at Holy Commutes. That's Holy with an E. Austin, thank you for joining me for this lovely podcast.
Trent, thanks for having me on this podcast. Very lovely.
That you're a coaster. You're the coast.
I'm like, I am the coast. I am coast.
Well, I'm your coast, Trent.
I'm your coast, Austin.
See you next time. This has been Coast to Coast.
Coast to Coast.
Carl Coffee's coming at you tomorrow.
Ooh, for a nice big cup of Java.
That's right.
The coffee man.
That's right. Everybody have a lovely day. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Dayman, fighter of the night, man, champion of the sun, master of karate, and friendship for everyone.